Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast for Jay and Dave.
What a big year it's been, hey?
It's been a massive year. It's been good, though.
Big thanks to everybody who has supported us this year as well. Not our bosses, but everybody else who supported us. It's been actually a huge year of change for us here at Triple M, but it's certainly been something that's really worthwhile for us.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. We've been up and down from Townsville to Mackay and the Whit Sundays. We were lucky enough to have a few NRL matches and be part of that as well.
2022 is going to be just as big. I can feel it now.
You know what else is big? Mm. Well, it's not this podcast.
Time for Theatrical Thursday. So we recreate a scene from a movie suggested by you, the listener.
Yes. Now, the last few weeks we've had Christmas movies suggested, and this one is no different, actually. Thank you very much to Belinda in Paget for this one.
So
it's Love Actually.
It is Love Actually today. So we've got the scene where Bill is being interviewed in a radio station studio.
That's right.
Obviously, I'm playing the better broadcaster out of the two of us, so I will play the announcer.
Yeah. And I'll play
Because I know how to also press the buttons here in the studio, and Dave doesn't. So, this is the scene from the actual movie leading up to our scene, okay?
Yeah.
Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Here we go. Oh, it's not working.
That was the Christmas episode once great.
Start up well.
Oh, dear me. How are the mighty fallen? I could safely put my hand up my arse and say that is the worst record I've heard this century. Oh, and coincidentally, I believe Billy will be a guest on my friend Mike's show in a few minutes' time. Welcome back, Bill.
So, Billy, welcome to the airwaves. Now, the new Christmas single cover of Love Is All Around.
Except we've changed the word love to Christmas.
Yes, is that an important message to you, Bill?
Not really, Mike. Christmas is a time for people with someone they love in their lives.
And that's not you?
That's not me, Michael. When I was young and successful, I was greedy and foolish. And now I'm left all alone, wrinkled and alone.
How true is this storyline? Wow. Thanks for that, Bill. Thanks.
For what?
Well, for actually giving me a real answer to the question. Doesn't often happen in the Radio Watford, I can tell you.
Oh, ask me anything. I'll tell you the truth.
Well, who's the best shag you've ever had?
Britney Spears.
Wow.
No, only kidding. She was rubbish.
Just like this segment. Wow. Actually, what a great movie that is. It's a Christmas movie too, right?
It is. I can't remember the last time I saw it. It's not really a big one for me. Die Hard is a different story.
We did that last week, but the Keira Knightley section, Joel and I, one of the guys who works here at the station, off the air yesterday, were talking about that scene where she's at the front door dropping the cards. You can't do that on radio, though. But that's the most pivotal scene of that movie.
I can't remember that scene at all.
Hmm.
Then again, I couldn't remember the radio station scene either.
Yeah.
I just remember the Prime Minister and his mistress
having a smooch. You would remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing myself in the reflection of the camera. Do you know who I look like? That supersized me. What's that guy? What's his name?
I have no idea.
Michael Moore?
Yes.
With the hat and the wig on?
Yeah. I'll agree.
I don't mind it, actually. I could get all turned around. I could be Dickie Knee. Mr. Summers. Theatrical Thursday. Don't know if it's going to return next year.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
10 days to go before Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
All the different food you have, like the prawns and also the pavlova is a big one for Australians for Christmas Day.
Oh, the pav.
Yeah.
The New Zealanders say the turtle. No, it's not.
No, sorry. Please, you don't. But it's not.
No, it's not.
But it is tasty. And I don't know if you've noticed the last, 20-odd years, hardly anyone's making their own pavlova anymore. Like, these days, you can actually just get the base and you just put your own toppings on the top of it now from the stores. Have you noticed that?
No.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I've never really made a pavlova, to be honest.
Well,
I think it's the egg white thing. Like yeah. trying to whisk that thing to try. No, thanks. Peaks. Yeah. No.
About
no.
the
I'm so lazy.
The closest I ever came to was getting one of those Pavlova egg things back yeah. in the 90s, the early 90s. And that's not exactly making it yourself, is it?
Well, what do you have like to do with that, though?
It's like an instant mix thing. And you put in, I think it was egg whites or eggs themselves, and it just whip it up that way. So, yeah, it's very close to doing it yourself, but it's not. But these days, no, it's just like the sponge cakes. You just buy the base. I noticed this in Coles yesterday at Caneland Central.
Why are you worried about that? Like, it's when I've never seen you create a pavlova.
Well, I've never have. But I'm...
Oh, here's a challenge.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Neither
what about
would I.
You?
I wouldn't even know where to start either.
I mean, I remember my grandmother's pavlova. She used to make it from scratch, and it was absolutely delicious. But you think we could do it now? No.
How do you do it? 1-3-3-5-3. Who even knows how to create a pavlova?
Yeah.
From scratch. So take out, you know, the store-bought ones.
Yeah.
And take out the pavlova egg thing that you used to buy.
Yes.
Be honest with us. 1-3-3-5-3, call us. Do you know how to make a pavlova yeah. from scratch? Or does anyone even do that anymore?
I thought it was just so convenient just to buy the base.
Well, that's why they've done that, obviously, yeah, because yeah. people would be like, oh, you know. We are appealing to people like Jay and Dave who are lazy and don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
So we are their business. That's what we're doing.
Okay, 1-3-3-5-3. Does anybody still make the pav from scratch? How do you do it?
Sounds like a cooking segment on this show.
Well, why not?
We should try and... do you want to make one?
We'll give it a crack. Why not?
No, you. As in not
oh,
me.
Okay.
Not-
oh, okay. I'll give it a go.
You're the chef here. I am not.
What, because I'm fat?
You took it. I didn't say a word about that.
Well, you can't trust a skinny cook, can you? That's the old saying.
Try telling that to Gordon Ramsay. All right, 1-3-3-5-3. Who makes pavlovas from scratch? Do you know how that happens? How that works?
It's almost Christmas. We only got 10 days to go. One of the favourites for Christmas Day is the good old Aussie pav. We used to be able to... to make them ourselves. Our grandmothers and grandfathers used to be able to do it. These days, we just get the store-bought ones.
But you just say used to. I don't think anyone's forgotten or they... It's not like we can't. There's no reason why we can't. I just think a lot of people are going with convenience now by going, oh, I just can buy a store-bought one.
Yeah, that's true.
Whack some toppings on top.
Yeah.
And then you get family over and they're like, oh, this is beautiful. Yeah, I slaved all day in the kitchen to make this pavlova today.
Hey, Janelle and Kamala, do you do that? Do you just claim it your own, even though you bought a store-bought one?
Well, most Christmases I do make the actual pav from scratch, but we actually had a Christmas family gathering yesterday and I was a bit time poor, you know, racing around to do things. Mm. So I did buy one from Coles and whipped up some cream and threw some raspberries, strawberries.
But do you know how to make them from scratch if you had to?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, right. So they're not... Is it difficult to do or is it like...
No.
Are we scared?
No, okay. They're bloody easy.
Oh, you say that. You're talking about us here.
You're either a chef or you're not. That's what I believe. I firmly believe
I'll come
that.
Make one with you one day.
We are not going to say no to that.
The cold ones are delicious.
All right, we'll try that one too. I've actually bought the base before just to eat by itself.
Oh, really?
With no toppings. It's so nice and chewy. I like
Rachel in Rural View, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Do you even know how to make a pav from scratch?
I always make my pav from scratch.
Okay, so how do you make it? Yeah. What do you use?
It's egg whites and sugar.
That's it?
And some people put like a little bit of salt in it.
Hang on, why would you put salt in it?
Because it makes the egg whites glossier.
See, that's far too much for me. I'm just like, I'm fun out. Yeah. But how do you make it in a full circle shape, though? Because every time, the time that I did make it,
yeah.
it looked like it was a kid's artwork from preschool. Like, it was terrible.
So when you actually whip it all up, you've got to get it the right consistency. So, it's you know, it's got to be quite what they call stiff peaks. And then it's easy to shape. Like, you put it onto your baking paper and you can just shape it with a spatula.
Stiff peaks. Right. I used to watch that TV show. Back. Oh, that's Twin Peaks. Do you remember that show? It was a great show. 1-3-5-3 is a number.
Sounds like a bit of elbow grease involved in making a pav. Vicky in Andergrove, do you use the mixer or do you just get the drill out and just put an attachment in there?
No, I use a mixer for mine.
Okay. All right. And how long does it take to get the stiff peaks?
Probably takes about 20 to 30 minutes.
Jesus!
That's a long time. Like, I could go to a supermarket, buy that, and the amount of time it would take to make those stiff peaks.
Nowhere near as nice, but, mate.
Oh, after 20 or 30 minutes of putting in a bit of whipping, no thanks.
You walk away with one massive arm like Arnold Schwarzenegger, the other one is just limp. All right, thank you for the recipe. We're getting recipes sent to us on our Facebook page now too.
Okay, done.
So we just received a message from Jackie, I believe, saying, here's a recipe for you boys, check it out. Sorry, Jamie did.
Good on you, Jamie.
Jamie will try that recipe. But look, if you want to make it for us and drop it off, that's also fine, but we'll try that.
Look, we'll try it. 20, 30 minutes of just whipping away.
Whip it. Whip it good.
Wow.
We'll just stick to eating it, I think.
Yeah.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Good morning, Triple M.
Hey, Dave, how are you, brother?
Gruffa!
How you doing, Gruffa? Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, same to you boys.
Now, I did see you mowing the lawn outside North Jacklin yesterday.
Yeah, did I do a good job?
You did a great job. I was beeping you at the lights and you were so concentrated you didn't even look up and wave at me.
Mate, I get that every day. Beep, well, okay. Beep, 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 beep.
Can you hear that? Tooting your own horn now, I think.
What you need to do is stop work. I'm pretty sure the team at North Jacklin would let you stop work so you can sit up and wave at people when they toot you.
Wish I could do that.
Yeah, you're so busy. How long does it take you to clean an average car?
It takes me an hour and a half. Bit more. It depends how dirty it is.
I could do it in 5 minutes.
An hour and a half. So every time it rains, you take an hour and a half out of your time the next day to wipe down the cars on the outside, or what?
Well, the ones in the yard.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I always knock them over before lunchtime.
So you're a hard worker. I reckon you're the hardest working in the whole of North Jacklin.
Well, people tell me that.
I think you are. I agree.
Start believing it, mate. Right. I would.
I would say the highest paid too, by the way.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Mate, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, thank you, boys. Now, are yous coming in tomorrow?
We might drop by before our holidays, but can I just tell you now, Santa Claus has a gift for you. Well, Dave, what's Gruffy going to get today?
Well, the City Cave, you've got a float and wellness centre there. They're open to promote your health journey. We're going to get you floating on water.
Mm. Which is nice and relaxing after washing all of those cars all day long.
Oh, that's great, boys.
Okay, so that's yours. That's our present to you from Santa Claus, right? He's a friend of ours.
Oh, rightio.
We've never seen Dave and Santa Claus in the same place at the same time, so I think that's... Yeah, I think Dave.
What's happening to your Christmas song this year? You're not playing it because Dave doesn't like it.
No, he won't let me play. Do you like Mariah Carey?
She's good looking.
If you like... But do you like her song, though, Gruffa?
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. I don't want enough for Christmas. You can sing it with me if you want.
And come on, Gruff.
Come on. Where's your Christmas spirit, Gruffa? Come on.
I don't want to upset Dave.
No. You know what? I'm okay with it this year.
Are you?
Yes. Something's happened to him. He's like okay with it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. I said the same thing with another.
Is he feeling all right or what?
Obviously not.
I finally got to him, Gruffa. I finally got to him.
Good on you, Dave.
Mate, congratulations for the prize this morning, the present. Merry Christmas to you and the team at North Jacklin. Hey, always great to chat to you. Stay there for a second. We'll grab some details. So, there you go. Hey, Gruffa.
He's working. Yeah, he's the longest serving car washer in Mackay too.
Yep. So if you need your cars washed, folks, personally, in a Speedo or something, don't go to Gruffa because he won't do it.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Christmas is in the air at the moment. You can see it in the Christmas carolers, the Christmas trees all over the place. Habana is fully decked out, the Christmas tree there as well. Mm. Outsides, going shopping at Caneland Central yesterday. They started playing the Christmas carols, including Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing.
Back you up.
And I...
Oh. Mate. Yeah, maybe not. Let it to me.
Okay.
What's the word? I don't even know the words. I'm lost now. Just forget it. Forget it. I've lost it.
I have a confession to make.
I lost it years ago. Yeah.
Yesterday, while shopping at K-Land Central, that song came on. I started singing along to it. And I'm disgusted with myself.
Why?
Because I don't really like the song. But this year, I don't know what it is this year, but something's going on in the air and it just feels Christmassy.
I've got to agree with you. For some reason this year, you've like turned down the Grinch mode and you've turned up the Christmas Mariah Carey scale.
I'm in the Mariah Carey stage, am I?
Yeah, remember we said, are you mild, medium or Mariah Carey? I think you're Mariah Carey.
I feel like it this year for some reason. And for me to start singing along to this song.
Why, though?
I don't know.
What do you think has changed?
Oh, I don't know. I think at some stage, like once every millennium, you get that point where you've just got to sing along.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Well, Mariah's won. Mm. She's worn me down. So have you.
It's taken me 10 years to chip away at it.
Yeah.
But I finally cracked, hey?
Yeah.
Finally cracked.
I could not believe it. I sort of stopped and thought, oh, my God. I'm singing along to Mariah.
So, okay, if this is the case,
yeah,
we're going to start the song just at the start. And I know some people out there hate the song.
Oh, I hate the song.
But it is, like, whether you like it or not, it is the greatest Christmas song of all time. You can't dispute that.
Oh, you can.
You can't.
No, well, you can.
You can't dispute it, but it's true. I want to hear you sing the start of the song.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Over to Dave.
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Are you tone deaf?
No. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Keep going.
I don't know the words. About the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Oh, my God. That's just woeful. It's terrible.
I've got to warm up the vocals.
Terrible.
I've got to warm up the vocals to sing, mate.
I think you've got a lot of warming up to do. I'm glad you're finally there, though.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you,
K-Land Central, for playing
that
song.
Hang on, no, they can't take the credit. I've been playing that darn song for years, and I've only just cracked you. They can't take the credit for that.
I was singing at K-Land Central, not with you.
No, but I play that song daily, even when it's not Christmas. Jay and Dave in the morning. Told you, I've been saying this for years. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, a song you've come around to like.
Well, this year I have, yeah.
Has been voted the greatest Christmas song of all time.
Get out.
It has.
No, it has not.
It has. It has. It was released a few days ago. I'm like, oh, you're telling me something I already knew.
Is that a poll taken by Mariah Carey fans on her Facebook page or what?
No, it was taken. There was quite a few Christmas songs.
It's a good song, but I wouldn't say it's the greatest Christmas song of all time. You'd have to go John Lennon, War Is Over. Hands down, better. Hands down.
133353, let's do a quick poll. Which is the greatest Christmas song of all time? Every caller on the air gets one of our prizes as well, thanks to our 12 Days of Giftmas.
Yeah.
What is the greatest Christmas song of all time? If you're saying it's not Mariah Carey, that's absolutely fine. Like, I just want to know what people in our region think is the greatest Christmas song.
I can think about six or seven.
Tell me
better
one,
than, well, War Is Over, John Lennon. You've also got Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Jingle Bell Rock. I would actually rate 12
very
Days.
Very traditional. That's very traditional songs.
Well, it doesn't have to be brand new.
But at least that has some appeal to it, though.
Like, even Last Christmas, Wham! I would rate better than hers.
Last Christmas?
Yeah.
No way.
Absolutely. Easily better than...
Last Christmas. Talking about the greatest Christmas song of all time. What is it? You're saying John Lennon.
Yeah, War Is Over. I'd still rate Bucko and Champs. Six Wide Boomers over Mariah Carey easily.
133353. What is the greatest song of all time when it comes to Christmas carols?
Pete in Andergrove, what's the greatest Christmas song of all time, buddy?
Without doubt, the greatest Christmas song of all time is Paul Kelly, How to Make Gravy.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll agree with that.
Yes.
Did you actually hear the his live version on Malloy for his last show the other day? You didn't hear it? Okay. No. Okay. 1-3-5-3. It was good. It was actually a really good version. 1-3-3-5-3.
Katrina in Slade Point, the greatest Christmas song of all time. What is it?
Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm dreaming.
It's a bit too slow for me, though, don't you reckon?
No, followed very closely by John Lennon.
Yeah.
But what about Do They Know It's Christmas? Like, that's a good song, too. I mean, I know it's got some heartbreak to it, but... actually, I don't know about Mariah Carey now. I don't know. I like Do They Know It's Christmas.
Gordon in North Mackay, mates, the greatest Christmas song of all time. What is it?
Well, it's not Mariah Carey, because, sorry, Jabe, you play it so much that people get sick of it.
That wasn't an invitation.
I think anything by Kevin Bloody Wilson would be even better than this.
Oh, I'm with you. Actually, I remember that song. Hey, Santa Claus. Yeah.
Yeah, don't, Gordon, don't. Okay, like, we know where you're going with this, don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing it for you, but yeah, I just think, you know, Jay, you pay it way too much and people just get sick of it.
But you know
what? You like it, but
we had a phone call this morning. Somebody actually asked why we're not playing it as much anymore.
Oh, God.
Mm. So I'm with you. I do like to spin it out, but even Dave's liking it now, Gordon.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
Okay, I'll play it just for you. Stay on hold. We'll play the whole thing for you. Jay and Dave
in the morning. It's a stamp, you know, like a stamp press. You put the ink stamp on.
Is it a pen? Clicking a pen.
On a smartphone, it's the camera capture sound.
It's not plugging your charger or anything into a phone.
I thought it was a stapler remover.
It sounds like an office paper cutter.
TV remote, change the channel.
Would it be a cappuccino sachet?
Is it a barbecue lighter?
Is it putting your headphones in a little magnetic case that they fall into?
Rubbing the bristles off a comb or a brush?
Is it when you turn your mobile phone on and off?
I reckon it's the sound of me using the guillotine to cut up my beef jerky.
Oh, like a little paper puncher?
Central locking on a car.
Pump on a hand sanitizer or soap dispenser.
Opening or closing your flick-out car key.
Opening the lid off your water bottle.
I think it's casting it.
Putting in your earphones on the mobile phone or the aux cord.
Clicking your charger into your mobile phone or anything, would you?
The car door locking and unlocking.
Velcro strap on a wristwatch.
Heart defibrillator.
An old-fashioned typewriter.
Computer mount.
Like an AirPod things, those earphones have a magnetic bit.
Clicking on a Fitbit watch. Tapping a remote control, whether it's a TV or an aircon remote.
Moisturising cream out of the bottle.
Clicker on your car key.
I think it could be one of those kid stories, little poppets.
Key on your keyboard, on your laptop.
I think maybe a garage door remote.
Clicking your phone into a mobile phone case.
Pulling dental floss out of its container and cutting it off.
Clicking the lid on and off the toothpaste before you used to have to screw it on and off.
Pushing the button on the side of the phone to close your screen down.
Seatbelt, pushing your seatbelt in.
Popping or closing a tooth floss container.
Deodorant, like putting the lid on or off your deodorant.
One of those clickers when you click people into shops and... stadiums.
They're putting two bits of bread in the toaster.
Clicking the mouse on your computer.
The key that flicks out when you push a little button, you know, like a little spring-loaded key.
An insulin lancet.
Hardback phone case, you know, when you close it.
Turning a torch on the iPhone.
Turning on or off a power switch.
Pairs lolly dispensers.
Opening or closing your purse or wallet.
Locking or unlocking a lock.
Is it an air conditioning remote?
Cigarette lighter.
Pair of scissors.
Electric fan.
Maybe it's one of those pain erasers.
Replacing the batteries in the back of a television remote.
I actually think it's locking a door. Phone charger.
Opening and closing the dental floss little containers.
Car remote.
Locking or unlocking your phone. Jay and Dave in the morning.
Love you. Serena Town. Christmas time. And Santa Claus has come, so look at this. We don't want to see it on the naughty list, no. Tropical Christmas. Another year is time to say hello to the big guy we all love and know, with the big beard and long white hair. But also time to pull up the Camutech kickback. A bear be used to crack sitting in Cannon Vale or maybe up a dirt track. It doesn't matter where you lay your hat. It only matters where your family's at. Christmas, Mackay style. Guaranteed to put on a smile, so spend some time playing with the kids for a while. With Sunday, what a perfect place to live. Even though we've had a rough time of it. Now, the state opens up again. We can all look forward to the future ahead. Yes, there's a few new rules, but if we follow them, we'll all get through. So have a very Merry Christmas, there could be, for everyone that lives in Airlie. Enjoy Christmas time. Go ahead and crack open the bottle of wine. Woodson, get up on it. Murani, you are gorgeous. Yabaru, we felt for you, for what that hailstorm did to you. Mangoes, there are plenty, but this year not as many cherries. Can the gunners in 2023. Can't wait to bring back the full year. It's Christmas time in Mackay. That's the end of this rap, all right.
Well, there you go, folks. That's another podcast for the Jay and Dave Breakfast Show. We are on break until we return on January 17. But to keep you occupied over the next few weeks, just keep listening to the podcast. And, of course, you can catch us live on Monday the 17th of January.